Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At the tone, the time will be exactly...
Time for the Mo Kelly Show.
Set it off, Mr. Mo Kelly.
Simple dimple, bop-it screech, bop-it screech, bop-it screech. Что? Если голова болит. Simple dimple, bop-it screech, bop-it screech, bop-it screech. Что? Роскомздрав не запретит. Simple dimple.
KFI AM 640, we're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Mo Kelly Show. Dr. Sandra Lee, a.k.a. Dr. Pimple Popper, is a world-renowned dermatologist and cosmetic surgeon, and she is popping, lancing, and squeezing her way through an all-new season on TLC Wednesday nights. As you can imagine, it promises some of the most challenging cases every single night. So let's get grossed out together as the one and only Dr. Pimple Popper joins me now on the show. Dr. Lee, Dr. Pimple Popper, how are you? What a treat to have you on.
It's truly a treat for me to be on here, too. I listen to KFI all the time, especially when I would take my long drive in L.A. So this is awesome to be on with you.
Well, I am flattered to be able to have this opportunity to have you on KFI. And I wonder, though, how often do you look at a patient and say to yourself, not to him or her, but say to yourself, damn, that looks bad.
I try to look on the bright side of things. I probably am thinking more so like, can I do something for this person? You know, it's more like, is there something that I can do or do they need to see somebody else? Because yeah, there are definitely people who come to see me that I'm like, that's beyond my scope or that's not even in my scope. Like that's not even in my world. It's something for another type of doctor to do. So yeah, and I'm telling a lot of those patients, I think everybody watching the show, when they watch the show, they probably are saying that. There's probably definitely people who say that all the time. So yeah, but my world is a little warped. You know, what I think looks bad might be looking incredibly bad to other people. So
I need not tell you, but it bears mentioning that our skin is our largest organ, and in that deals with so many external and internal issues. What are some of the more common misconceptions or aspects of our skin that people overlook in its care?
I think that mistakes people make is that they think that a tan is actually, you know, protective. Like they're always thinking like, I need to get a base tan before I go out to the beach or I go on vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, a tan is actually your body scrambling to try to protect itself. It's actually meaning that there has been damage that's been done to your skin. And I mean, you know, and I think it's shocking for people to realize that there are all these growths, these things that happen in our skin. Our skin is like a garden, like it just grows things over time, the longer that we live. And so, you know, it just means that I'm dermatologist and never going to be out of this. You know, it's the largest organ and it's always growing something new.
I asked that as the lead in. So dare I ask you some of the challenges that your patients will be facing this season of Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yes, we always outdo ourselves. That's what I say every time there's a new season. I cannot believe it, like that we can outdo ourselves. It's quite amazing some of the things that people have. And I think we really started with a big bang here with Roger. He's on our first show that he has these grapefruit-sized growths hanging from both nostrils. And they have the weight of grapefruits, too. So, like, imagine having something that heavy hanging from your nose. It's quite uncomfortable. They break down actually a little bit. So, you know, they get oozy a little bit to get gross. And like they make it impossible for him to, he cannot hide them. So you can't have a normal life. And he's so wonderful. You can see he's got a personality. He's social. He wants to be social. He wants to spend time with his friends and family. And, so it was really quite a dramatic case. And there's just so many of them like that. People who just, you know, have issues that affect them just as much emotionally as they do physically.
I know that social media was very instrumental to starting this portion of your career, but I hate to use this pun, but I'm quite sure it's helped your business and your TV platform explode since. How has social media redefined what you do on a day-to-day basis?
I mean, in so many ways. Well, first of all, my job as a dermatologist is so much different than what I would have certainly imagined it without this social media. And because of it and the show, it has become like heavy on the pimple popping. I mean, before the show, before I even posted any of this on social media, I was doing like less than 10 pops of this kind, like a year. And now it's like at least 10 in a day. So it's just quite different in the way. Yeah, I mean, it's just so different in terms of the type of patients that I see. And now people are traveling from all around the world. It's quite crazy and very humbling. And I'm so honored to really be a part of that. But, you know, it's nice to be able to represent dermatology. And I just want to do a good job in doing that and really taking good care of my patients. And just show people how amazing our specialty is.
My time has grown short with you, so let me leave you with this question. I know that you are a doctor first and foremost, and you want to do no harm, and you want to educate the masses. How do you think you've done in that department as far as making people better understand the importance of skin care and also what they can do to avoid having to come to see you?
Well, I don't know if I've done so great on the second half, because I feel like now sometimes people are like, the moment they have a bump, they're like, I gotta see somebody, I gotta go. And then they just they seek me down, even though they might be across the nation. But I am really proud of what I've done in terms of maybe showing what we dermatologists do. You know, really honestly, in the beginning when this came out and I named myself sort of Dr. Pimple Popper, I was a little bit concerned. I was very concerned about how other dermatologists would take this, that they might think that I was trying to make a mockery of our specialty, or that, you know, it was just, we already feel like sometimes people would just make fun of us that we are just pimple poppers. Mm-hmm. But I think that many have realized that it's sort of tongue in cheek, and that, you know, I'm really trying to show how amazing dermatology is and the things that we do and how amazing the skin is. And people, it's fascinating because it's a science show too. It's about education, but we're entertaining people, but really secretly kind of educating them at the same time. So I'm just really proud of it. And I continue the same way that I have since day one, where I try to take the best care of my patients that I can. And, you know, just try to treat everybody with kindness.
Hey, Popaholics, Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Sandra Lee is back Wednesdays on TLC. Yes. Dr. Sandra Lee, we'll be watching with one eye open only. I don't know if we can use both eyes.
Yes. Thank you, Mo. It was so nice to talk to you.
This is the Mo Kelly Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Phone, car radio, smart toaster. We don't care how you listen, just that you do.
KFI.
And KOST HD2.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.